for DOS Mobile.
Get the class on time there, Mr. Gary. How are you doing this evening?
I just went out to pick me and Joy up something for supper and headed back to the house now.
I've been cooking all day and got some homemade soup that unfortunately I got to sampling and shouldn't have because that's why I'm late. But I'll get some more tonight when we get home.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying that. We had homemade chicken noodle soup and grilled cheese sandwiches for supper last night. Joy's back was hurting her a little bit today, and I told her, don't worry about cooking. That's what you want. She told me, so I went out to picked it up. I'm headed back to the house with it now. Which class y'all got going on tonight? The general?
Doing the extra class right now.
We'll get some extra class out of that.
Five enrolled. One that says he's coming, and another one that's kind of in and out part-time. So if we finish with the whole group, we'll have seven new extras at the end of it.
Well, like I said, y'all put on a good class over there. You can tell that when they come to the test sessions and that sort of thing. But I'm glad somebody's giving those classes. I think that's a real good paying it forward to the ham community, so to speak.
That's why we do it. That's what most people don't understand is exactly how much work it is. So even if you're not the instructor teaching, you have to have everything prepared and your own set of slides and be ready in case somebody's car breaks down or somebody gets sick or, you know, any of the unforeseen things that we hope never happens. But, you know, Murphy taking the wheel, something always happens.
Man, that, if it wasn't for Murphy's Law, we'd be in good shape, I guess. Who's teaching the class over there, Gary and Dave?
He does the first couple of chapters. Dave does chapter 4 and the mathematics. I do the safety stuff and pretty much try to dumb it down for anybody else that missed what was going on.
Man, I don't know how you could to accomplish that last part, but I'll leave that up to you. But like I said, I appreciate you fellas putting on those classes. I'm sorry that the CW class got canceled.
I mean, I guess we're a product of our own invention. We had four classes planned at the same time going on here and thought we were going to have to cancel all four of them. But I made a couple of phone calls to people that had not sent emails obligating themselves for the class that followed up. So we ended up still teaching the extra class, but we had to drop the tech, the general, and the CW.
But that's the way it goes sometimes. I know there's some folks that are wanting to get, you know, wanting to upgrade, but their paying job won't let them get to the classes and that sort of thing, which kind of hurts. But anyway, I hope they continue to study in their spare time whenever that is. When I was studying, I had a set time that I wanted to study every night, but I couldn't do it because of the way I was working. And because I went to work at 8 o'clock in the morning and got off whenever I got through, and that was usually 9 or 10 o'clock or later than that that night. I normally worked a minimum of 16 hours a day. And, of course, I told the boss, I said, he said something to me about it, and I said, shoot, man, I don't mind it. I life all the way to the bank.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we started doing the videos. It came about for people that we had taken the class that had to miss because of work or illness or vacation, and they would just drop out and not come back because they thought they couldn't get caught up. So we started videoing it just and putting it on YouTube just so we could kind of stop that, to keep people still coming, because, you know, it wasn't like they totally missed it. They could go back and watch the video. And that in itself is so much work. I don't see how Gary did it, because Gary did all of our editing. And for every hour of classroom, he probably had 10 trying to edit all the videos and get it up. But that's about to change, because we've got a new switch now that we can do camera switching live in the class. So the next, we were going to practice with this class, but the next class that comes about, we're actually going to live stream onto YouTube that will be saved as a video. But we'll do all the camera switching in the class, and there won't be much editing afterwards except for adding in handouts and any kind of little tidbits that we want to add to it. But it's going to save Gary a whole lot of work and effort of having to go through everything when we're done. But that alone, I bet you, just the video, not including Gary's editing, but just the setting up, getting everything right, trying to get cameras right, trying to get everything working, is so much more of the class. You wouldn't believe it.
There's a lot of preparation that goes into that, and well, there's a lot of behind the scenes that most people don't realize that has to go on. I did not know y'all were putting those on YouTube. I'll have to turn the computer on and see if I can find it and look at one or two of them. Won't hurt for me to refresh a little bit.
Every class that we've done for the last 3 years, technician, general, and extra, you can find by just searching Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee on YouTube, or go into his webpage, which will have links to go to it. But we get probably, I don't know, at least half a dozen to a dozen emails a week from people all over the world that send us emails saying, I would never pass it if I hadn't watched your YouTube videos. So, you know, it's not something different. It's just presented a little different, and you know, it's not competing with anybody else. It's meant to enhance everything else that's out there.
Test Mobile. Well, that's a real good deal, Tom. I did not know y'all were on YouTube. I'll have to pull that up and check it out. Like I said, it won't hurt to refresh a little bit. And who knows, I might even learn something that I didn't know, or a light bulb will come on and say, stupid, you forgot that. You don't know how that's liable to come about. But anyway, I wish you a whole lot of luck, and hope the classes continue to go well. I'm sorry that you had to cancel out on three of them this time. But, well, it's winter time, and people don't get out like they do in the summer. And, you know, that may have bearing on it. I would think that they would rather come out to a class during the winter than they would in the summertime. But, well, that's not necessarily the case. You know, sometimes they have a little more, or feel like they have a little more time in the summer than they do the winter. But, hey, not the 24 hours in a day, regardless how you work it.
We're in mobile. Roger, Roger. Well, you know, it's, you know, we enjoy doing it, and that's the big thing, is we learn a lot. And, you know, there is no cost for the course. So if there's anything you want to go back over or whatever, we welcome anybody to show up whenever they want to. And, you know, you can sit through the whole course, or you can sit through electronics chapters or propagation. Every time we teach a class, I learn more about ham radio. And I think that is one of the things that draws me in, not just helping other people, but, you know, if you go over this stuff over and over again and have to prep for it, you learn a lot. And as long as I'm still learning, I'm still interested.
Have his say. Well, that's all true, and as Ray Allison always says, ham radio is a license to learn, and there's so much in ham radio that that you can do, whether it's just phone or CW or digital or slow scan TV or whatever. You know, there's just so many different facets of it that there's always something in there for everybody. But anyway, I've arrived here at the house there, Tom. Hope you have a safe trip on over to the class session tonight. Hope it all goes well. And look forward to talking to you again there, young man. You take care. Have a great evening. KZ4M, KI4DOS Mobile.
Copy that. And same to you. 73's there, Gary. Always a pleasure talking to you. And you take care. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. And give me a call sometime. We do have some other things coming up. We're getting ready to do a little special on Thursday night for the Anderson Club, just talking about what we do and setting these classes up. So it's open to everybody. But and I need to talk to you about something else too. I was approached by somebody there in the western part of the state with some questions about some emergency communications for one of the public service agencies. And I can give them the information, but I wanted to get them in contact with somebody a little bit closer. But that's another story. You have a good night, and thank you for chiming in. Good talking to you. KI4DOS, this is Kilo Z4 Mike Mobile, 73.
Give you a call in the next day or two. But y'all have a good class, and we'll talk to you later. KI4DOS Mobile Clear.